o'clock and a half time on 11:16 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport. On a Friday, we just changed the tune a touch. Even the intro song gets a bit of a change up, and the whole vibe goes with it. It is always a good time. It's casual Friday, a chance to kick back and relax as we start to unwind from the big working week and really ramp things up for a big sporting weekend. A lot to look forward to. Plenty of action across the globe, and of course, heaps domestically. Round 7 of the AFL, very important. We've got the mighty Melbourne Rebels in action at Suncorp tonight, going for 3 wins on the trot. That'll be brilliant. And of course, the Hyundai A-League Grand Final on Sunday, the victory hosting Sydney FC at Amy Park. A lot to look forward to. We're going to catch up with Richo and Rita very, very shortly. We'll call some bulldogs. We'll find out what's up with Rita after 2 o'clock. Sport Central Plus, all the latest news in the world of sport as we build up to that big weekend. Matty Russell from Fox Sports to preview the NRL. Adam Peacock for an in-depth analysis of the A-League Grand Final. Nathan Thompson will join us after 3 for the Friday footy preview. And of course, then footy fix from 4 to 6 with Tonsils, Turfy and the Ox. And then we get into Friday night footy. The coach's box from 6 with Mick Malthouse, coach of the Blues. A lot of changes at the Blues last night at the selection table. He'll join Hutto, Derm, Moons and Rowan from 6 tonight for the all-new Nissan NP300 Navara arriving soon. And Odyssey Financial, achieve the future you deserve. And then, of course, narrow the focus for Essendon and North Melbourne from Etihad Stadium to kick off your AFL weekend. By the way, next week, the coach of the Brisbane Lions, Justin Lepich, will join the boys in the coach's box on Friday night. This hour is for the new Mexican chicken sub from Subway. It's delicious. Jason Richardson, 1993 store gift winner and people's champion pretty much these days. Pretty much paying off mortgages every Friday with KB and his value selections. He's joined us again. Hello, Richo.
Good to be with you, Harfy boy, and the Persian princess. What a weekend of sport.
What a weekend.
It's going to be a couple of good AFL games, a few stinky ones as well, but then we build up to Sunday. How good's it going to
be?
Victory. No, I couldn't get a ticket.
What do you mean you couldn't get a ticket?
Well, it's packed in like Morty Alec.
Your
there.
Value.
Well, I would have thought so. 4 o'clock game's going to be outstanding. What a game.
Do you like
Melbourne
the 4 o'clock time slot?
Versus Sydney. Sydney versus Melbourne. Let's get it on because we don't get along.
Oh, nice. Persia Princess Rita Banner, he's just giggling lovably in the background. Hello, Rita.
Hello, boys.
Hello, boys.
Oh, hi.
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 I'm
what a weekend.
A fantastic week, and it's going to be a even better weekend. I can't
wait. What have you had? What's been such a good week?
What's happened?
Apart from the social calendar looking
chock-a-block. The schedule has been fabulous. But it's just, I don't know, I've been actually enjoying the cooler weather because you get to appreciate other...
Rug up.
You get to wear different clothes and, you know, you don't feel bad about just, you know, lazing away at cafes and restaurants all day. You don't feel obliged to be outdoors, you know.
Is that right?
Walking along the beach because it's raining, it's wet, so you can just be somewhere nice and cozy and, yeah.
And also...
Read the paper and... Have a coffee.
And it's a bit like...
Just my idea of a perfect time.
It's a bit like just before the exams. You know when you're a long way away from the exams, you know you don't have to cram?
Yeah.
We're 155 days away from the Caulfield Cup when you'll be first putting on some...
Sorry? Are you on the countdown to the Caulfield Cup?
155 days away.
You actually counted the days. This is not... You're not well.
155 days away.
Yeah, I think we've got
to your having to, you know, really zhuzh.
Oh.
So...
Yeah, now.
How many
you
days
can let
back?
Let yourself go now.
You know the famous time, Half, where you and I, we want to do an outside broadcast on that famous day in September when the sun first comes out around the town where all the girls go, oh, my Lord.
I've been waiting months for this.
I am a month away from a bikini. It's time to get around the town.
Get out there.
And start running.
In short shorts.
155 days from the spring carnival.
Do we require
I need at least 5 days. I mean, the fact
you
that
you need
he's
five
actually...
days.
That's it.
Just give her a 5 day window.
5 days.
That's
I'm just
going to
do a, you know, some sort of a fast done. that's how I roll. Hey, yeah, he's actually sat down with a calendar and counted those days.
Of course,
I think you have. You're very certain on the 155.
They're ingrained in my mind. 148 to the Caulfield Guineas.
Oh, my God.
It's not too hard.
It's easy to work back.
Yeah. Once you've got one.
I can't believe she's like, oh, that's brilliant.
Do we require...
I'm disturbed. I'm not...
An intervention for our friend?
I think so.
Do we need to sit him down with some people that love him around the room and just say, Jason,
there's
where are
we?
Can we sing Kumbaya? Can we sing it?
I'll be singing it.
Thank you. With pots and pans?
No pots.
Oh, okay.
Interventions are quite rough. They're not, you know, they're not all singing around, sitting around holding hands.
Trying to tell me interventions, you don't sing Kumbaya.
There's got to be a Kumbaya.
You sit in a chair and people would say, you are hurting me.
Oh, well, we've seen that from our man, Daddy, who's been besmirched.
Again. There was another story told that you were crying in the car park.
Crawford and Dixon.
Can you put it to bed?
Well, no, because now that I'm hearing it from two former greats of the club, I'm thinking it must be true.
Crawford and Dixon. Dicko text me on Saturday morning. Did Crawford ring you during the week? I said, nah. He goes, oh, we were trying to come up with judgy stories the other day and thought that you had one with judging the car park, so we ran with it. Hope you don't mind.
You're like, well, I do, because everyone thinks that I sooked it up.
Blubbering mess.
No issue. No. Well, you know,
did
I'm a blubbering mess.
Did you cry every day you were at Hawthorn?
Yeah, there was two days I didn't.
Was it?
What were they?
One was a day off.
Judging
it was the other day that you climbed the post.
No, I cried that day.
Oh, you cried that day too?
Because they kicked
the aeroplane. Did you cry that day?
I cried.
No, you didn't.
They were happy tears.
When's the last time you cried? Is this still happening now? No. Are you always in tears?
I cry often upstairs when I walk past the boss. He says, g'day, I just cry. Leadership intimidates me now.
Do you cry in movies?
Yeah, I'm a basket case.
You cried in Toy Story.
Well, I cry in them all. I'm a basket case.
I had a little bit of window wipers required, action required on the peepers. On Sunday, we sat down as a little unit. And, of course, you know, the default position's chick films because there's four versus one. Ice Princess.
No chance of Mad Max being played.
Ice
Princess.
What's Ice Princess?
Oh, the girl, the science geek who does a science experiment on ice skating, ends up having the talent to do ice skating. Her mum, who wants her to get into Harvard.
That's terrible.
Her mum wants to get into Harvard's not happy with her skating. She wants to skate. You know, that battle. Oh. It just sounds like Asher Lev all over again. My name is Asher Lev. What are the great movies? Books.
Sorry, what?
And anyway, it's that, you know, the questing mind theme.
Yeah, yeah.
And eventually, mum rocks up to when she skates. And I got a bit...
And she saw her skate for the first time, was it?
Oh, my God.
It's nice. That
you know the movie. Oh, it's straight out of the Disney...
It's straight out of Disney. Yeah, it's a Disney special, that sounds like. I've never seen it.
I reckon I'd be safe in that one. I'd either be sound asleep or...
No, you... Trust me.
Out.
Trust me.
No.
You wouldn't.
I fell asleep in Frozen.
You couldn't help but engage. Like, but that's cartoon. This is real life, mate.
I still cry in cartoons. I'm just a bandit.
You cry in cartoons too?
Yeah. Shocker. I put myself in the character. I could be a great method actor. That's what I could be.
Well, you could be, because anything makes you cry.
I reckon the weak spot is, though, as you're a young father, you put yourself...
Yes, exactly.
Any scenario which involves a child having a broken heart on screen affects you.
Or achieving, you know, hitting a moment of great pride. Oh basket.
Yeah, but when he was crying daily at the Hawthorn Football Club, he wasn't a father.
It was twice daily.
Twice daily.
Twice daily. There was a morning session and an afternoon session.
So have you called Crawf and Dicko since these
Crawf
stories
disappeared
have been put forward?
Crawf disappeared overseas as a result.
No, I have no interest.
He's still got a phone. He's still Instagramming stuff.
It doesn't affect me. It's okay.
But your whole image is being destroyed.
Do they throw marshmallows at you at school?
There wasn't a lot to destroy.
Where did it go? St. Kevin's? St. Kevin's.
Have we found the Kevin?
We found Kevin last week.
I know,
but 120.
But when you went back to St. Kevin's, did that get any traction amongst the boys?
It was dress up day on Saturday. You come as your favourite picture of St. Kevin.
Or your favourite Kevin.
There's a lot of bald heads and 29
comb overs. Apparently, Matty Dellavedova is lighting it up at the moment in the NBA. People are texting us through saying he's absolutely lighting it up, which is fantastic.
Well, he would be, because
of course he would be.
Zone.
Now, talking about him though, what about the great action that we saw in the week during the week with the NBA, the buzzer beaters, the three of them. Right on the buzzer, the three
Derek
scores.
Derek and LeBron and who was
correct.
The third one? Chris Paul, was it?
Chris
Paul.
Yep.
I think it was.
What about LeBron? When LeBron overruled the coach and said, throw it to me, and then said to Matty Dellavedova, just throw it to my hand, right? Did you see that? So he threw it to his hand, and then LeBron leant back and went, whooshka.
Whooshka.
Did you see LeBron then celebrate? They all came at him. And there seemed to be a brother in. And then Matty Dellavedova went there. I'm convinced LeBron doesn't know Matty. If you look at the vision, I just kept watching it laughing. Because I am convinced at one stage LeBron said, who are you?
There's a fan on the court here. He's got a jersey on.
Bloke.
He's sweating a bit, but he's a fan, clearly.
I reckon when he said throw it to me, I reckon he said, mate, I don't reckon he knows his name. I'm convinced. The more I've watched The Vision.
Well, he said he's one of the toughest guys on his team the other day.
Did he really?
One of the toughest.
What, number 32? Or
that guy that sort of we look at but don't really know his name. That's so tough. What about unbelievable? Unbelievable, Manny Dellavedova. Just by the way, someone's going to be recording this game, but don't bother.
Stuff him.
It's a smacking. Cleveland 94, Chicago 71, 2 minutes remaining in the last quarter. Matty D, halftime zone, probably morning glory zone, but we'll claim him because he's going well today. Manny Dellavedova, team high, 19 points. He's got LeBron covered.
LeBron may
LeBron's
know him.
LeBron's got 15. Manny's got 19.
What's Manny's number?
Manny wears number 8.
Oh, so LeBron just knows him as 8.
Yeah. 8!
8!
Give it here! Yeah. Who's my man? Jimmy Butler's game high 20 for Chicago. Derek Rose just the 14 today.
How many men have you got?
What do you mean?
Well, you said my man, Jimmy Butler.
But Jimmy's my man.
Hang on. We've established the rules of my man.
Yeah.
Do you know Jimmy personally?
I've come across Jim.
Did you discover him before he was any good?
Had I not mentioned his name there, no one would have known who he was. And all of a sudden, he's shooting them out. He's shooting the lights out in game six, of a very important series. Chicago trail that series 3-2. They'll lose this game, and they'll lose the series 4-2. Cleveland, and they'll go through.
Princess's eyes are just
sorry,
glazed.
We're talking sport,
Rita,
sorry. No, sorry, this was a sport discussion.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, so, like,
and
but
also,
this is in America?
Sorry.
Oh, well, where are we? We're in Australia.
And also talking about my man. Have you got a man?
My man?
Yeah, like a man.
Have you got a man?
I like LeBron.
How many men you've got?
What sort of a question's that half?
Well, it's not the way that you're
not in the way
like
that
a sport
man,
someone that you've identified. This is a criteria for
well, you know,
for,
I had
man.
The whole Simon Black obsession for
yeah, but you
well
didn't.
Over a
he wasn't your man because
oh,
you
no,
didn't
no,
discover
no.
him.
Well,
you've got
I
to discover
like
him.
I did. I feel like I appreciated what he brought more than anybody.
We had one of my men in here 2 weeks ago.
Let me
Who's
think.
That?
Hulk Hogan.
You didn't find him. You weren't on him first.
I was on him before he was Thunderlips. Amongst my mates, before he was Thunderlips, I was on him. He was my man.
No
Who did I pick
way.
Out early? I reckon I picked out Jonathan Hay early. Remember him?
Oh,
good
really?
God, he was beautiful.
Was he?
He was like the male Pierre Miller. He was flawless. Just perfection.
Hey, hang
remember,
on.
You would have
played. You
played
with him.
Did you often cry in his presence and make him uncomfortable?
I would look at him and cry.
Yeah,
why
would.
Why doesn't it look like that?
Why can't I just be?
I was next to him.
Good
He's
God.
Like
didn't the Hawks do the greatest trade of all time when we traded him to North Melbourne? Was it for two
well,
first
it was two
round drafts?
Who did you pick up with him?
No, I don't know.
I can't
I was
remember.
Gone.
It doesn't matter. But it was still funny.
What a team that you had at that stage for Glamour Pusses.
Oh.
S. Crawford, D. Harford. You notice how I've included you in there.
Thank you for
back
that.
Back when you had a full Buffon.
Dixon. Don't forget Dixon.
B. Dixon. The gift.
The
N.
Gift.
Thompson.
Oh,
and J.
Yes.
Hay.
And I've got to tell Wah-wee. You, you know, which one the ladies easy. Loved as much as those, maybe more.
Who? Hey.
Barker. He had the twinkly eyes. Jonathan Barker.
Forget,
twinkly?
He had twinkly
fella.
Eyes. Girls loved it.
Don't forget the little fella.
Oh, you with the dimples, yeah. You.
Don't forget the little fella. The grandmas love me.
The
I didn't remember.
grandmas on family day came from miles away.
Is that that's interesting.
That's his niche, the grannies.
Is that a good like default position?
It is because they're loyal.
Like
they
when you were single
fat.
Before
for a young man.
Before the champ arrived. It's not ideal. How do you convert grandma love into
grandmas
legitimate
have granddaughters,
action?
Don't
grandmas
they?
Have granddaughters.
And they
the
like
to
them
the
to
thing.
Meet the
But granddaughters people. Aren't going to find this person attractive that their grandma is.
You know they what? If he's, on, no, if he's on a Hawthorne's list, they probably will.
Of course they do.
We're kind of shallow.
Where it was a bit uncomfortable the first time I ever met you was at what was the place that we'd call in there?
You need some help.
You know where we got the drink cards?
The tunnel.
Tunnel.
Do you know where we got the drink cards?
The drink cards?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was at Andy Collins every week. you wearing your jumper there was a bit much, though.
Once. But no, 15 times. But it was only 23 times. But it was only for effect.
Yeah.
Well, it was just so everyone would notice.
Just to eliminate the grandma effect. Yeah.
The grandma effect was never any good.
Oh, hang on. Crody's just texted and said...
Oh, we forgot.
Crody's texted and said, hey, don't forget Trent Crowe. Sorry, Crody.
There was a few others, too. It was a very attractive side. Crap. Could Crody not play.
Crotty will be flat. We forgot
but
him.
Damn, we look good.
Rayden Teller says he can't believe he's not involved there. 22 past 12.
Sorry, Rayner.
Can I just ask a question off the SMS from JR in Ashford? Why are you so anti-Kumbaya, Rita? Why?
Good question.
I'm all about confrontation.
We're not anti-Kumbaya here on halftime, but Rita is. We're trying to do something about that anti-Kumbaya.
I forgot how good that song is. You just keep lifting the tempo. You get it around a campfire with pots and pans and really just start to crank it up.
I've got a feeling that there is a plagiarism suit.
There's not alcohol involved.
Well, it's a plagiarism suit waiting to happen, that.
Why?
It's Parappa Pum Pum Drummer Boy.
It
just
is.
Just ripped off.
Which came
Come,
first?
They told me, Parappa Pum Pum.
It's not the same as Kumbaya, my
lord. It is exactly the same.
It's the same music.
I knew there was a good reason why I hated it.
Because you love Parappa Pum Pum.
Because it's fraud.
Fraud. That's music fraud right there. It's just Parappa Pum Pum.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Come and hold me. Parappa Pum Pum.
Who wrote that song?
Jeff.
Zeus?
Let's just call it Jeff. Who knows who wrote that song?
Outstanding.
Anyway, Stephen Lilydale wants to get involved in the discussion today. Please. We're a bit random at the start. 9:49, 11:16, if you want to do that through the afternoon.
Gee, I love how surprised you sound.
98:11:16.
Random, this show? Never.
Hello, Steve.
Yeah, g'day, Daniel. G'day, Jason. Up the mighty greens, Rita. I just wanted to all this discussion about the glamour pusses at Hawthorn spark my memory of a video that my wife has still kept of a young Daniel Harford Steve Dixon. On Live and Kicking.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
Doing a rendition of Five, Baby, When the Lights Go Out. It's bordering on pornographic, they're wearing.
No, wouldn't have been.
And I have video evidence of a young Daniel Harford doing that.
I remember it.
That was actually. You're right. In fact, you're right. I do remember that.
That Pretty Boy crew, Dixon, yourself,
Don't
Prof.
Throw me into that crew.
Oh, no. You put yourself there.
He was happy to be in it, but no one was really buying it.
And I think Lord was another one who was there. You guys did some sort of a rap routine.
Filmed the video for
the footy show.
Even better.
Oh, my God.
There was a fourth member of that team who was not the most natural. I think we can all agree with this.
Not the prettiest pretty boy?
Well, not at the default position for pretty boy. Yeah, and not the default position for dance. In fact, I thought he was a bit more Brandon Walsh, I Choose Not to Dance.
Brandon Walsh.
But
who was the fourth member?
The fourth member of that dance crew, that famous night at Footy Show Half, is a legend of the AFL.
Oh, the Chief.
The Chief.
Well, that was a different night.
Dunstall.
You're thinking of the end of season. No. This was at like a video clip, shot like a music video.
Show. We did that. We did a.
Wasn't that just a derivative of what you did with a pretty boy dance?
This was worse.
That was for Waverley, that one.
Filmed in Waverley.
Yeah, it was too.
It stuck with me all
those
years.
Yeah, we did some really cool stuff. It wasn't very good, but we had a great time.
They couldn't play footy, because they were off too busy learning dance routines.
One flat decade.
Gee, one decade.
How is it that you were at Hawthorn pretty much the only period where they've had no success?
Do you think that's
a coincidence?
Wow. I'm just saying, some people don't believe in coincidence. Well, I think it's interesting to ponder why.
I love the way she brings this up. This comes up once every couple of weeks.
You've
got to build a bridge. Get him off the hook, will you?
Well,
he tried.
I was busy trying to forge a rap career. Footy was just in the way. It was in the way. It was holding me back, man.
And now he does dad dancing.
Now I do dad dancing.
Oh, yeah, that dad
so
dance.
So not cool.
Are we going to talk about dad bodies? Because that's I
heard a bit about this during the week. What the hell is dad body?
Well, I don't understand exactly yet,
Just stop for a second.
I don't understand.
Are we going to talk a bit about dad bodies?
Yes,
I don't really understand what that is.
I don't really understand because you don't have to be a dad to have a dad body, obviously. Because it's not like you're going through any sort of a process where you're going to acquire that body. But it's the term that's now given to men who are not fat, not cut, a little bit pudgy.
Why are you looking at Richo?
That's right. This is awkward.
I think the most famous one at the moment is Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's not a father, is he?
No, he's not. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to be a dad to have a dad body. And I'm thinking, would you be offended if someone said you've got a dad body? You wouldn't, Richo, because you're in the gym, 2 to 3 hours a week. So you're not going to be accused. But you sort of could be.
Oh, gosh.
In some
light. It's really awkward. Quickly, hasn't it?
You could be accused of having a nap. This is awkward. Would you be offended?
Just driving, I'm just chatting amongst yourself here for a bit. This is awkward.
Well, I'm still trying to work out what it is. What is it?
Well, it's just someone who's not...
If it's just a normal dude. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, normal dude. I'm a normal type dude. But, you know,
Rich, are you a normal dude?
I'm just taking my top off.
Okay. So you have no issues with it. Some men have issues with it. Oh,
I'm okay with that. I think we're just normal dudes. I'm not an elite athlete these days. I don't need to be chiseled to the max.
Okay.
Clearly, I've got great cannons. You know that, but...
I think you have to have a little bit of man boob action to have a dad bod. You need to have protein. A little bit of...
My protein intake of recent times has gone through the roof. My protein, mate, it's gone through the roof.
Why has your protein gone through the roof, mate?
I love this. My protein is going.
Why do you need protein?
Well, protein is very important for muscle recovery.
Oh, you've been pushing sick weights, mate.
It is very important.
Oh my god,
sick.
Mate, I've been lifting tin in the strong room, mate. I've been doing some business there, mate. Hey, we need to get to a break.
I can't believe that. Dad body equals comfortable is the translation.
There we go.
This is from Bretto. The common denominator for all man bodies is the development of the man boob.
Yeah, the man boobage is definitely a factor, but not massive, just little.
So would
little
that be a put
of
off to you if, you know, one of the latest, one of the latest sort of person who's purchased an entree card to your social life develops a man boob? Do you have a strictly no man boob policy?
It's not a feature you look for and seek, but you know.
But it wouldn't be a deal breaker if he had a slight manoob.
If he did,
a moob.
If he didn't need a manzilla,
right?
Then yeah,
you'd turn
that.
A blind
is
eye.
Is there a female edition of the man body? Is the mother the dad body? Is the mother body a thing?
There always has been, but that's because women give birth and then, you know, there's natural changes that occur.
It's not that hard. I've done it twice. I've had two kids and didn't hurt any time. According to the Wayne, let's call some bulldust on halftime. Get on the line. Have your say. 9429-1116. On the subwoofer, King Mike.
King on the street. We call bulldust.
We call bulldust.
Bulldust.
I call bulldust on
this. No, bulldust.
Bulldust. They're calling bulldust on this.
I call it bulldust.
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 Dusty, dusty, dusty.
Yeah, dusty, dusty, dusty. 9429-1116. Some great prizes to give away on Casual
awesome
Friday.
Awesome prizes.
Two bottles of wine, one red, one white. AR Property Investments. We've got the vouchers to New York Minute, the best burger in Victoria.
Extraordinary.
The Bataki Hams, the Golf, the 2015 Champions Collector Cards, the Comics Lane's Gold Passes. I'm sure there's an Elmore Oil Pack in here somewhere.
Why wouldn't there
be?
There
it is. And, of course, $100 voucher to Ribera's Restaurant. Sensational seafood Sunday. $99 for a two-person, two-course seafood. Extravaganza.
Now, Manoobs, can I go first?
Manoobs?
Sorry?
I Dad call bulldust on the fact that it has taken 2 years for us to finally have the interaction between...
Drawn out words here.
It's drawn out words because of the person I'm talking about. That it took, finally we got an outstanding journalist to go one-on-one with Herdy and actually Herdy just tell us a few things. It's taken 2 years for that finally to happen. I know we're going to talk about it in What's Up, all about the Essendon scenario, no doubt. But the fact that it's taken so long, I call bulldust, because how refreshing it was to actually hear people debate the issue at last.
Well, you've got to have both parties willing to engage in that conversation.
Correct.
Yes.
And bulldust, it took that long.
For the time, up until that point, Richard, there was only one party willing to do it.
Damn straight. Mm. That's my bulldust.
Bulldust.
You agree?
Bulldust, says Richo, on that. I want to call a bit of bulldust on Johnny Depp. Now, Johnny...
He's a flog.
He's decided that he's above the law in Australia, and he wants to bring his dogs in, willy-nilly,
yep.
On his private jet.
Willy and Nilly, the two dogs.
Yeah. Without worrying about quarantine issues, and just says, I don't give a stuff, mate. I'm Captain Jack Black. I can do what I like. Out you go, John. Take your dogs with you. At your pop.
Now, I 100% agree. Though Barnaby Joyce.
Barnaby, yeah, mate.
Barnes appears to have really...
Barnes.
Barnes. Barnes really appears to have appreciated the camera time on this issue, though, doesn't he? I mean, on the project
last... Oh, he's had some good lines.
The project last night It was sort of a one-minute story. They milked it for about 9 minutes, and Barnes was just lapping up the...
He's working hard.
..the attention. He thought this was fantastic.
Well, it's important a statement to make to the public, to the world, to say you can't just come in here on your terms.
Correct.
We have strict regulations for you type of people.
That could be bringing in diseases.
We don't want the disease, mate.
Yeah, especially those little yappy things.
We don't want the disease.
Not even dogs. They're like rats.
How'd you go, Cap Jack?
Actually, who travels with dogs?
Yeah, and that,
if you've got a private jet, you could
dogs.
Yeah, but why?
Because they leave at home. Why have a dog? Well, I guess you've got someone else to pick up their poo if you're Johnny Depp, but gross.
A lot of people have dogs. He's not the first person
to
have
a dog.
Not a lot of people carry them in their handbags and take them, you know, everywhere with them.
And LA to wherever they've landed, Sydney, it's a long trip. They're going to be doing number twos in your plane.
You just wind down the window and throw it
in your plane.
That's what you do. Darren's in town, eh? G'day, Dazzler.
G'day, guys.
What do you got for us?
I called Bull Dust on my mate John because it's my 50th birthday today. And for the last 4 or 5 months, he's been sending me, yeah, he had one of those countdown apps on his phone.
Richo's got one for the Caulfield Cup.
Yeah, that's what reminded me before. And it's, you know, so many weeks and days till Darren's birthday. Well, first thing this morning, I thought he'd send me happy birthday. You know what the text said?
What?
9 years and 364 days till Darren's 60th.
I reckon your mate's a keeper, Dazzler. And happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Dazzler. Happy birthday. In fact, starting the line, we'll celebrate that.
Give him something.
A couple of bottles of wine, why wouldn't you?
Why not?
One red, one white for the AR Property Investment. Thank you, Dazzler. Happy birthday to you.
Well done.
Hope you have a cracking 50th. Brendan is in Keysborough. Hello, Brendo.
Good afternoon, panel. How are you going?
Going well.
Good, thanks, Brendo.
I'd like to call Bulldust on the first UFC gym opening in Richmond, training three-year-olds. It's going to bring a new meaning to the kindergarten playground rules, I think.
Well, funny you should bring that up.
No, we're not going to name and shame
the golden
child.
Funny you should bring that up. What did the golden child get up to yesterday?
Yeah, he got into a couple of scraps yesterday. He had a rough day yesterday.
I thought you told us he was a lover, not a fighter.
He is. He is the artistic, loving type. But every, like, maybe once every 6 months, I get an email. Hunter's just, had a bad day. He's missed. Yesterday, he actually got into a fight because one of the...
Fight?
Well, not a fight.
As in, like,
a
little,
fight,
yeah, like fight, you know, get in a circle and juke it out. Now, because someone didn't believe him when he said his grandfather could build a rainmaker. That was the...
What's a rainmaker?
What is a rainmaker?
I don't know.
And can his grandfather build it?
Well, if I knew what it was, I could answer that in an honest way. Anyway, so that was possibly the most ridiculous fight I've ever heard of. That was the start
fight,
of it.
Fight.
What do you make of that, Richard? UFC gyms, three-year-olds?
I'm concerned that the three-year-olds... I'm not as...
People will argue, three-year-olds can do karate and
that's
it's just
true.
Another
that's
martial
true.
Art.
That's true.
But... I mean, there is something completely different about.
I'm sure it'll be a very different
sport.
Version of modified
I'm sure it's
events.
A watered down version, like everything.
So you can't just throw them in.
I wouldn't think
the
octagon is going to be in action just at this stage.
I would have thought there'll be some common sense used, and it'd be a watered down version, like Auskick is for AFL, like Netty is for netball.
So at
goal
what
kick
age
is.
Do you let them actually fight?
Oh well, six. 28.
Six.
28,
29. Six. Thank you, Brendan. Zach's in Cockatoo. Hello, Zach.
Hi, I'd like to call with Bulldust guys on the call on Thursday the tested piano in modern music.
Oh, mate, I couldn't agree more with you, Zach. We had a call already. You wouldn't have been listening. You'd been listening to some other rubbish. But Tuesday when Richo came in, we had a caller say that he detests piano in music. Detests. One of the great instruments on the planet.
So and what, if he hears, say, Guns N' Roses' November Rain,
yes.
And it's got the little piano part
he reckons
the end,
it's garbage.
He would just turn it off.
Garbage.
What?
Absolute garbage.
And I've been stopped all week since Tuesday by people giving me fast versions of Elton John songs that are good. Okay, I've had enough. Crocodile Rock is garbage.
So have you... Have
no,
you come
I have
around?
Not conceded.
Yes, you have.
You know what I've done? Hold... I've held my ground.
I've been told that a while. Get a job. Great song. Now that the piano
awesome.
Masterpiece.
Loving the piano. Hang on. Who's Bruce Hornsby?
He's a keyboardist.
And some guy, Sean's calling me a flog, and we're about to block him for that disrespect.
He might be right.
But why? What's that got to do with don't know what he's doing? He said, what about Bruce Hornsby?
I don't know.
Well, why am I flogged for Bruce Hornsby? What's he got to do with it?
He might just be a flog without Bruce.
But what's Bruce do?
I don't know.
No, I'm with the texter now. You're a flog. But
that
I don't
was
know
Bruce,
Bruce
we just heard.
Is.
Was it?
Yeah. That,
well, maybe a Bruce likes pianos.
Bruce. Well, I love Bruce. What's
that's just the way it is, mate.
Oh, no, that's fine.
How many other
what's
songs
that got to do with
do
me?
You know of his?
Seven. Matt's in Coburg.
I didn't dislike the piano. I loved it.
G'day, Matt.
How you going, guys?
Going well.
Hey, look, I want to call Bulldust on Richo.
Yeah, mate.
Oh,
yes.
Good.
Do that.
We'll back you up.
A few weeks ago, Richo said that he'd never seen the Blues Brothers.
Correct.
Correct.
Now, I don't know how that's possible, you know. I was only on at the Valhalla every Friday night for about 20 years.
Valhalla.
I was capturing the heart of the nation.
Well, I want to put an offer on the table.
Yep.
And that's when the Astor releases its new calendar, the Blues Brothers will be on. I'm happy to buy you a ticket, Richo, to go see it. You can be a winner today.
So... So, Maddie, let me get this scenario where you is the whole team coming? Are you going to come with? Have you seen the Blues Brothers?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I think I've seen bits of it. I don't think I've watched it.
You haven't seen it either.
I have. Most of it. I'm sure I would have kept
quiet. Who's in it?
Belushi, yeah.
Who?
I don't know. Oh, no, no, I do know. I do. Aykroyd and Belushi.
Aykroyd.
Yeah,
right.
I do know.
You're right. Okay. Maddie, I'm available. I'm available, mate.
We'll get Maddie to
we
hold on the line.
You're too busy watching princess films. That's you're across all of those.
So because I've got daughters, I'm to be ashamed.
Wow. There's a variety. You know, you've got a wife. You could take her out
take
and
it,
watch
Matt.
Something else.
Ken's in Epping. Hello, Ken.
Good afternoon, Daniel, Richo and Rita.
Hey, Ken.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
I've got two, actually.
Right.
The first one I called Bulldust on the Collingwood Football Club in the AFL.
What have they done?
That, well, why can't they make a wrong a right where Jock McHale only coached 713, not 714?
Well, he's still second, so it doesn't matter now.
Does it matter?
Well, it would be for Carlton coach.
Well, he's passed him.
He's got the record. He's okay.
Yeah,
now.
He's always going to
he's
break
comfortable
the record.
With it. We spoke to him recently about he's comfortable.
Oh, okay. And the other one I call Bulldust on the AFL again.
Oh, no.
With all this technology, can't they get the decisions right where the bloke kicked the ball from 3 metres over the line through for a goal for the Collingwood Football Club a couple of weeks ago?
I vaguely remember that's being a story somewhere. Don't know,
yeah,
Ken.
Get it right.
What I'm going to do though is going to take that detail down. I'm going to write a letter to Simon Lethlean and Mark Evans, the two main men there at HQ, and I'll sort that out for you, Ken. We will sort that out.
Well, you're part of the set there now. You don't need to write letters. You are part of the inner sanctum.
You just touch it. Just
I'm an independent contractor.
Just
right
knock
please.
On the door as you walk the corridors of power.
Independent contractor.
Independent contractor taking protein. That's what I do.
Who was copying? I've got to say, you
pushing
were copying.
Pushing steel, mate. Pushing.
I lifted tin in the strong room with my protein and my independent contractor. Phil's in North Fitzroy. G'day, Phil.
I had a question.
Good afternoon, guys. How we going?
Okay, well.
Oh, good, Phil.
I call Bulldust on Robbo. Did you watch 360? He was like a little lamb next to herd. Thank God for Jared Healy. Healy, whatever his name is.
Oh, please. His name's Jared Waitley.
It's hard to
and
know.
Actually,
so
you know what?
Jareds.
You know what, Phil? Do you mind if I disagree with you on that? Because
so many Jareds.
As a media broadcaster,
yourself?
The actual ability at times just to shut up and let two people go at it shows more awareness and skill than actually being so full of yourself that you interrupt. And I reckon Robbo... Realize
and
that
just sorry, continue on. Continue on.
I reckon Robbo realized what was playing out and sat back and I thought played that particular part of it perfectly.
Friday afternoon, and that means it's not long until the working week is over and you can really start to unwind and launch into a big sporting weekend. Action aplenty across the weekend. Of course, round 7 of the AFL is very important to us here at Melbourne's Home of Footy, and Nathan Thompson will join us after 3 on the Friday Footy Preview. To go through all of that, the People's Champion, People's Hampshire, the National Tipping Champion. He'll be with us later on through the show. Matty Russell will preview this weekend's NRL action. And a peacock, more importantly, for the A-League Grand Final on Sunday, 4 o'clock at Amy Park, just up the road, where the Melbourne Victory host Sydney FC. Looking forward
awesome.
To catching up with Peacock.
P.
Grand Final week. P. Cock.
Well, you wouldn't. Just call him that.
You wouldn't call him P.
Well,
it's not really a name you abbreviate, is it?
Well, you can only go with P.
Peacock. Maybe that's why I run with Peacock sometimes. Peacock. Awkward, but it's all you've got, really.
Yeah.
After 2 o'clock, of course, Sports Central Plus, all the latest in the world of sport with the team in the SEN newsroom. Don't forget, from 4 o'clock, Footy Fix, from 4 to 6 with Tonsils, Turfy and the Ox. And then from 6, Mick Malthouse back in the coach's box on SEN with Hutto, Derm, Moons and Rowan from 6 until 7 for the all-new Nissan MP300 Navara and Odyssey Financial as well. Achieving the future you deserve. Justin Lepich in next week, and from 7 tonight, we really drill down into the analysis of Essendon and North Melbourne Friday night footy on Melbourne's home of footy. But we've still got an hour of casual Friday to go later on this hour. Brock McLean's going to join us, former D, former Blue. He's involved with the Pride Cup this weekend, and he's actually getting the boots back on. The Brock to be a part of the game this weekend. More about that later on in the hour. We will hear what's up with Rita as well. What was that noise?
Oh, I was just remembering Brock. How quickly we forget Brock.
What do you mean?
Well, I just saw his name before and I was like, oh.
What do you mean?
As soon as they are off the list, I kind of wiped them from the memory.
Soothing sort of sigh about Brock.
It was a little bit.
I've always enjoyed Brock's disturbing. Work. I think he was.
He's got pep in his step coming through to 1:30.
Positive feedback for Brock just early doors here.
We might replay that intro.
We might hear more from him in the media down the track, but I thought he would be a very natural transition into the media landscape after football.
He's done a lot of footy show stuff while he was playing.
Yeah, he's just very funny.
Juddy was on last
and
night. How good did he?
Opinions on everything.
Terrific.
Really?
What happened?
Juddy was on the footy show.
What did he say that was so good and enthralling?
He just looked magnificent.
He looked magnificent, did he?
Looked like an icon of our game.
Did he talk about recycling? Was he sort of justifying the money he was earning?
Of course.
That's great. What did he say about recycling?
That you must do it.
It's
really important and stuff.
Good. Do it and stuff. What was Juddy? Juddy would have been throwing a few curveballs last night, surely, if he was on
You'd
the panel.
I think so.
What happened, Cho?
He was terrific. Impressive, smart, articulate.
Were they asking
not giving
me
us
hard
any
questions?
Information, Jason.
You didn't
I can't
actually
remember.
Watch it, did you?
I did.
You saw the ad, didn't you?
I did. No, I watched.
You just saw the
ad. I just
ad.
Can't remember.
Did you have the sound off and just look at Juddy?
There was nothing hard hitting.
Get a little bit excited?
No, it was good.
Are you saying there's nothing hard hitting on the footy show?
Well, there wasn't.
That's disrespectful to James.
Oh, Gary Lyon.
Gary and to... Damien,
I said last night there was nothing overly hard hitting towards Juddy.
Surely there would have been. The club's in disarray. You'd think he'd be asked.
But it's
the
pretty
question
obvious that they're in disarray because they're no good. What can Juddy do? He's tried his best.
You could ask some questions. I mean, like, they're just not trying.
Why over a 5-year period did you recruit like you were blind?
Oh, why does it look like you're not even trying? Do you hate the coach? There's lots of questions to ask.
Anyway,
have you become?
I can't wait for WhatsApp.
Have you become more apathetic than normal towards your Blues?
No. Caring.
I'm actually the exact opposite. I 100% accept where they're at, and know and won't apply.
So you've embraced mediocrity.
Not happy with it, but I will not re-engage for a 5-year period until they'll be competitive again.
So
because that's how long it takes.
You won't re-engage.
You're
off. Hang on. I won't emotionally get disappointed because they're 5 years away.
Very fickle.
They're 5 years away from
being competitive. When you did your marriage vows, was it for... Did you rewrite them just so you know you could walk when things got rough?
I'm not walking.
This is the way you're raising your guilt
you
to just walk away.
Hang on.
Not
said,
engage emotionally.
I'll re-engage in 5 years when they're good again.
That's right. But that doesn't mean I won't be supporting for this whole time.
I'm disgusted on behalf of Carlton. I hate Carlton, and I'm still disgusted by this.
I will still be supporting.
You're exactly the type of fan no club wants.
What, the one
the
that
ones,
supports them through
no,
thick and thin.
No, the ones who just jump off when things, hit a rough patch.
I'll still be supporting, but I won't be expecting.
Really?
I will not expect any success for 5 years.
Will you be supporting?
How will you support? Will you actually I'll take your girls along and
be,
watch a
yeah,
game?
Yeah, take them along, be a member. And really? But don't expect success for
let's,
5 years.
Let's, on a weekly basis, check to see if he's been to a game. I'm tipping next 5 years.
Going next Friday night. Going to Geelong.
Oh, that's a great win for the competition, Carlton, on Friday night again. Oh.
Yeah, that's
fair. I know, disaster.
Can you
but
stop
that's all right.
destroying Friday night?
Hey, they're in a rebuilding phase and I've bought in.
Can you
We're
give the game
years.
A chance to grow, please? Can you people give the game a chance? to just get back on an even keel.
Can you stop destroying Channel 7's share price? Because you are just...
I love 7.
Oh,
I love
them. Oh, there must be a deal in the offing here. Oh. He's doing some weekend stuff. Are you doing some weekend stuff still with our good mates at 7, mate?
Yeah, he's so...
No, there's no race has been covered.
What? Is that just the racing.com stuff?
Yeah, because racing for 7, they only do 26 meetings and it's the main meetings.
Right,
yeah,
something in the offing.
But
there's a lot
you
of 7
are
love
contracted
recently.
To do...
There's a lot of 7 love 7. Here from Jason the last couple
you
of
are.
Weeks.
What's that?
He's angling toward the
who's
deal.
Who's he knifed? You've got to look at who has he knifed to get their position. Because
You know what? This is tiresome. Lifts with both hands.
It's not. It's not. It's got plenty
it's
of legs.
It's not tiresome.
It's got
because
plenty
it's true. I mean, you've got a history.
There's a guy
of it,
driving
a
on at the moment
history.
With one glass eye. That just went to sleep.
No.
It did.
People love
it
this.
Went to sleep.
You know why? Because they know it's true. Yeah. They know you're going to do it again because you can't help yourself. Even when you had about 16 jobs, you were just out there. Who can I knife? That I can do that role. Poor Caro.
I called him Edward.
Hey, you know what?
Poor Caro.
I'd love to know if the roles were reversed. And unlike myself, who has said, listen, Blue Boys, I'm with you for 5 years, but I'm not expecting anything from you for 5 years. But I'm still with you, I'm not going to knock the club in the meantime while you rebuild. If the roles reverse, would you be up for that for the Hawks? Would you be up for the long haul of a rebuild?
Won't rebuild for 5 years because if a well-run club doesn't need to, and it doesn't take 5 years. So
ever.
So I think you've been.
So you're saying, hang on, just so we got this on the record, you will never ever be.
Oh no, I'm sure
you'll never have a bad year.
Oh, no. I'm sure we'll have patches where we'll rubbish, but...
Well, a couple of weeks.
Last 2 weeks.
Quarters here and there. A couple of quarters here and there.
There's people driving along just going, wow, what about this? The change in the Hawthorn supporter that we all grew up, people of my age, the family club, we grew up with Hawthorn supporters who were humble, who were loving, engaging. Now there is an arrogance with you lot that has replaced the arrogance that we had.
Well, it's got to be an equilibrium
you're
jealous, somewhere.
Aren't you?
You've got to keep balance.
That's fine. But we used to own it. You guys actually pretend you're the just one for all. It's just
are.
Little family club.
We
but
well,
you've
we
got
Hawthorn.
A swagger that is quite extraordinary, Hawthorn supporters.
Well, I told you last year. I mean, I was focused on the three-peat. I mean, I wasn't even thinking about 2014 because that was a done deal. But now the three-peat's on. I'm engaged.
As you well and truly know, Rita, and it's a motto you live by, it's hard to be humble when you're the best. CK says off the SMS, Richo, what about this?
Yeah, what's that?
7, your mates, we're trying to just land that deal.
Oh, yes.
Maybe we get a bit more insight here. We'll have racing every week in 3 weeks.
That sounds good.
On 7, mate.
Sounds awesome.
That's
if
what
it's
CK
true.
Says. Is that right?
Hope you're right,
you're
CK.
You're in industry. You know stuff. You
CK appears to know more than me.
Is it why
I heard there's a big change coming up in the top of the hierarchy at racing.
What do you mean?
Stand by.
Bernard Saundry, gone?
No. I don't know. I'm just hearing rumour and innuendo.
I thought that was out. Can we reveal it?
Is it out?
Well, I don't know. Well, you're the racing man.
I don't know.
You're the racing man?
Good God.
If Channel 7 are listening, you've got to give them something to condition to sign, Richo.
Right. I'm not just racing. I'm available in footy.
We want to pump you up.
Weddings, parties, anything with this
I'm available tiddlywinks.
Oh, we want to pump you up.
What's
Richo?
That winter sport where they throw the rock down and you brush in front? Curling? That's me.
I'd be so good at that.
Hey, what's up?
I'm a good sweeper. Very, very fine sweeper. Like he just dismisses, just moves on from the racing stuff. We want you to get the deal.
What about
mate?
Janice? Good call, right. Richo. Hawthorn supporters are now arrogant and feral.
Feral? How dare she? I mean,
it's
think
Janice's
we're the last
words, not mine.
Possibly along with Melbourne, who could be called feral. I mean, that is outrageous.
The Hawthorn supporters that I fell in love with as a kid.
Oh, fell in love.
Fell in love.
Changed.
Fell in love.
You are.
He's just out in the streets falling
just
in love.
Just hugging them.
With all those supporters. 19 past one. Let's find out. What did you say?
No.
I think he just did.
Well, you can say that SH word,
no,
as Hunter
no,
calls
you
it.
Can't. Really?
Really?
We don't encourage that on Hunter.
That's disappointing.
We call Bulldust
it's
in the first
family
hour.
Program. Bulldust is different to
Bulldust
the S word.
The S word, okay.
Danny.
Oh, well, I apologise for all the children listening who should be at school.
They should be at school, but unlike yours, they never go. Hey, let's find out what's up with
here. We go.
Hopefully, it's a clean version.
This is awesome. Stop, ball, back it up now.
Let me see your hips. If you haven't read her column or her blog, if you haven't seen her on TV and you don't follow her on Twitter, well, now's your chance to find out what's up with Rita.
What's up with the fanboys in the media attacking WADA for simply doing their job? There's only one group to blame for the Bombers supplement saga overshadowing yet another season. And it's not WADA, it's not ASADA or the AFL, it's the Essendon Football Club. Surely any intelligent person would welcome Kaz's involvement and further examination of just what the players were given, something we still don't know. What's up with the AFL pushing to change its ridiculously lenient three strikes illicit drug policy to a ridiculously lenient two strikes policy? If they're serious about tackling illicit drug use among players, then nothing short of a zero tolerance approach will do. They're either a professional sporting code or a halfway house. They can't be both. And finally, what's up with dopey Hollywood stars who think they can defy our laws and bring their little flea bags into our country without declaring them? Just because you come into this country on a private jet doesn't give you the right to willfully deceive customs officers and flout our biosecurity laws. Johnny Depp and his pampered pooches can get stuffed. Join me next week for What's Up with me, Rita Panahi.
The highlight of that for me, Richo, from Lifts with Palms was the use of the word flout.
Yes, I like it.
Flout.
I liked flout.
Flout
There's
should be used
There's definitely not
more.
Enough flouting going on here on halftime.
Flout, I enjoy flout. And I also enjoy, there was something else that was like flout. What was it? I've already forgotten.
You know what? You know one quote? Thing? Can I pick you up on one thing?
Flout was good.
This and you've done it a fair few times now, and I think it's time to put a line in the sand. And if you're uncomfortable about this, I apologise in advance.
Oh, gee whiz, this is geez. Bad notice. This could end up anywhere.
When he says
you consistently say fanboys in the media as a throwaway line, it is time.
Oh, you want me to name years, it? Shame.
2 years after you've been saying this, name it or never say it again.
No, no.
Who are you talking about?
Because I think it's too damn obvious
well,
what I'm talking
for
about.
For those that
so
don't know.
Name shame. No, I'm not playing your little game.
Who are you talking about?
Anyone
seriously.
Who's interested in this issue, anyone who's been reading.
Tell me
listening.
Who has not been balanced and it just appears to have been a fanboy. Explain to
you
me.
You know what? It would be shorter list if I told you the ones who haven't. So everyone knows. Please.
Half, do you know?
Richo, of course he does.
Do I know?
Yeah.
Well, I've got an inkling. Yeah. I don't know.
Because
he's
not an idiot and he's awake. He hasn't been in a coma for the last 2 years. If you've got
it's a
any
great little throwaway
topic,
line, but if you don't have the kahunas to actually say who you're talking about.
Well, because I think that I don't think that's having kahunas. I think that's just being petty little media games where you make it then about the rivalries between media people.
It's and not I don't a rivalry think about media. Well, it's no, about I'm you saying that you look at it one way and others aren't.
Well, I think it's very obvious. I mean, people in the football media have had a lot to say about this issue. I think anyone who's been reading about it is very clear on where each writer or commentator stands. So I don't think there's any mystery to it. So what's there to be gained by me naming people other than starting little media wars, which I think are pretty petty.
Yeah, media wars are petty. I agree with that wholeheartedly. To the point, your first point this afternoon, you can join and have your say, by the way, 9429116. The appeal by WADA, you're high-fiving and saying about time.
Absolutely. I could not believe the reaction where it's, I can't believe they did that. It was a shock. It was a bloody shock. They were considering the evidence. They were either going to appeal or they weren't, and they did. Like the way some people talked about the news, it was like it was some completely unforeseen circumstance. They were either going to appeal. There was two options. They've appealed. And you know what? They've appealed. And thank Christ that now we're going to have a body who's actually equipped to deal with this issue to look at the evidence and make a call.
Thank goodness would have been fine. Don't need to bring the Lord into it. You've had the SH in there, the Lord.
The Lord. Not if you bring Jesus
places,
in.
You know, not many other places you can go to just start to just...
Do you know who's the chairman of the Confederation, a Court of Arbitration of Sport?
It's not Johnny, is it? It's Coetzee?
Correct.
Is it Coetzee?
Mm.
Right.
Chairman also of the Australian Olympic Committee. They take drug taking seriously.
Well, 27 past one. We're responding to What's Up with Rita. Rita's points were today. Something about fanboys in the media attacking WADA for their decision to appeal the Essendon decision. The IDP, the illicit drug policy in the AFL, being discussed from going from 3 to 2. And Hollywood stars like that pesky Captain Jack Black, John Depp, bringing their fleet taxis to Australia on their private jets and disregarding our... And flouting. Hey, flout.
Flout.
Our quarantine laws.
Rats people on stilts. Who carry those little overgrown rats in bags, like, that's just weird. We don't do that here. No.
I'm sure there's a rat in a bag somewhere.
How large does a dog have to be really deemed as a dog?
Yeah, that is
that's
like a rat.
That's the question that you're touching on.
That is some sort of a...
It's a good question. It's a very fine question.
Is the Labrador
size.
The minimum requirement?
Yeah, actually, no. I'm going to change. Lab, yes.
Is Labrador the minimum requirement?
Is a Staffy not the dog?
No.
little tough dude
with
Staffy.
With man
big,
boobs?
Big, good chesticles. Very good chest muscles, the
is he? Is he? He's a bit shorter than the lab, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's a bit much shorter than the lab. Is he not a dog, the staff?
Okay, yeah, okay.
No. If I'm getting a dog, I want a dog. I want like something that once looked like a wolf, which is, you know, where they came from. I don't want a tiny little rat.
Well, Staffy's not a rat.
Or even a Staffy. No, I want at least, you know, German Shepherd.
At least German Shepherd. They don't come much bigger than the German Shepherd.
Oh, they do. If you look hard enough.
There's a few, but not many. Right, let's get there, Andrew.
Okay,
and
minimum requirement dogs. Go on the lines.
Did I say Captain Jack Black? Jack Sparrow, of course. Thank you, off the SMS.
We know what you mean.
We knew
Jack
what you
Black.
Meant.
I do quite like Jack Black's work, too.
Oh, how good was he in House of Rock?
School of Rock. How good.
Oh, you know what's the greatest thing he's ever been in? Tropic Thunder. The most underrated comedy ever.
Is it?
Oh, you have to watch it.
You said it, huh?
The best lines. No, you have to.
No, I don't have to.
I'm
going to give you the DVD. You know what? I'm going to call you and check
I don't
to see
look
if you watch
upon
it.
You as a great guide in regards to movies.
Well, you should.
No, you're great at other areas. Like I've got about five areas that you're my go-to person. Movies isn't one of them.
Kelpie? Is it Kelpie
is
a dog?
Right? Kelpie? Oh.
Blue Heeler?
Yeah, I guess. Border Collies are sort of dogs, yeah.
Are they though?
Blue Heeler type number?
Too small for me, but I will
accept
them
as
dogs.
A dog?
Not all about size, Rita.
Because they're too big. If they're too big to put in a handbag, then you're getting there.
Size.
So, it's all about
it matters.
Size.
It really does.
Andrew's in Nidri. Hello, Andrew.
Okay, fellas. And Rita, thank you for taking my call. Thanks Rita, look, I'm sorry, but I've been on holidays for the last couple of weeks, and I've been listening to SN a fair bit, and I think you're just a disgrace, really. You write for a paper which is no good.
The paper with a high circulation in the country.
Yeah, I know.
In the whole country.
Buy your paper. But anyway.
What's the reason for that, Andrew?
Andrew, why are you so bitter and angry?
Well, I don't think
sure.
Like
just let him finish.
Go off with saying that an expert of the WADA case and the Essendon saga, I'm very upset with you in relation to that.
Okay.
Well, you know, seriously, these players and the club's gone through 3 years of fairly intensive scrutiny, and you make flippant comments about, oh, it should be at WADA.
Well, it will be. It will be at CAS, and WADA will make sure that a panel that's equipped to deal with these sort of issues deals with it. And if you're actually a decent Essendon fan, you would be welcoming this because you'd be interested in knowing what actually happened at your club rather than trying to cover it up or pretend that the players were found innocent. The players weren't found innocent. There wasn't enough evidence, according to the AFL Anti-Doping Tribunal, to convict them. That's very different to being found innocent. And to this date, we don't know what they were given. And I would have thought if you're a decent fan, if you're sort of an intelligent person, which you don't sound like, you would want to know what your players were given. You would want to know why this saga has overshadowed the competition for 3 years. Will be for 3 years.
Andrew?
On for about 2 minutes and you're slandering me with no...
Well, you slandered me.
No,
ridiculous. Yes,
no,
you did. Because you are a bitter little fanboy who doesn't want to know the truth.
System.
Sorry, it's not got nothing to do with
the AFL Tribune. You've actually accused the judges on that panel of being somehow implicit and corrupt.
No, I actually never did that. You are now hearing things, Andrew. And if you're hearing voices, you should seek medical help. Because if you are now hearing voices and hearing things that I actually didn't say, because I actually didn't mention any of the people on the AFL Anti-Doping Tribunal, I never used the words fraudulent. So if you're hearing this, and the fact that I didn't say it, I think perhaps medical help should be forthcoming.
I've got a feeling, Richo, that this is not going to find common ground, this discussion.
I don't know. So I want to hear Andrew's got one more chance.
No, we're done. No.
You love this.
We've had a couple of back and forths here. That's okay. We'll agree to disagree on this one for those two. Richard's in Frankston South. Hello, Richard.
Yes, I totally concur with what she has to say. It's about time this whole thing was brought out into the open. And if you saw James Heard interviewed the other evening, when he was in fact questioned by Gerard Whateley, he was distinctly uncomfortable. And let's get one thing straight. He was the person that instigated all of this with his signs up around saying whatever it takes. And now he bears no responsibility for it whatsoever.
Thank you, Richard. Your call. Richard, can I just throw this at you? I know you've had a fair bit to do or to talk about this, Rita, over the journey. Now that this is going to the Court of Arbitration for Sport,
yep.
Richard, and WADA will have their say in all of this,
yep.
Do you think, regardless of the outcome, let's forget the outcome for a second, do you think we'll ever get to the bottom of what actually was used with these players?
Good question.
Will we ever get to the bottom? Well,
will we ever know, do you reckon, really?
It's such a complicated case because they didn't test positive for it. So, therefore, we don't have anything concrete.
But some of the substances
concrete.
They're accused of, well, the main one that they're accused of taking, there's not a test for it. So, you know, you're not going to have a positive test.
Correct. So, we're
Which
never going to know.
Part of the reason I asked the question.
That's right. So, we need desperately to subpoena under oath three key witnesses that haven't been subpoenaed under oath.
But three key witnesses who are all whose word could be disputed very easily. These aren't exactly characters.
But if you're doing it under oath with a chance of going to jail if you're telling lies, we're more likely to hear the truth out of their mouth, aren't we? Aren't we more likely?
You think so?
You would hope so.
But it doesn't look like they can enforce.
You would hope so.
They can make them compel them testify.
No.
Well, one of them said, even if they compel me to go, I'm not going to answer any questions. So, you know, what's the point?
So
we will let it run its course, is what we'll do.
I just don't understand, if they believe that they've done nothing wrong, why do they want to go and answer any
questions?
Exactly.
They should be absolutely welcoming this opportunity to.
To clear everyone's name.
Exactly.
19-2 on Casual Friday. Richo and Rita with us until 2 o'clock. Sports Central Plus after that. All the latest in the world of sport. Matty Russell to preview the NRL weekend. Adam Peacock, the A-League Grand Final on Sunday, both from Fox Sports. And then after 3 o'clock, Nathan Thompson to join us on the Friday footy preview on halftime. This weekend, one of the great things about sport, team, is the fact that it has great power and great reach across the nation and through communities to get a message out there and encourage that and reinforce the positive side of living in this world, in this part of Australia, as we do. One of the true campaigners for goodness in football is Brock McLean, who's this weekend a part of the Pride Cup in a game between Warburton Millgrove and Yarra Glen. He's been good enough to join us on the line this afternoon. Brock, g'day.
G'day, boys. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Brock, appreciate your time this afternoon. Just tell us a bit more, for those out there listening at the moment, what the Pride Cup is.
Yeah, so we're trying to, this is second year in running, and it's trying to celebrate or promote inclusion in sports, you know, based around the anti-homophobia message. So the grounds of 50-metre arcs are painted in a rainbow, and both Warburton's and Yarra Glen's jumper, both have a rainbow to some effect on that jumper, and it's just about trying to celebrate and promote inclusion and make everyone feel that they can be who they are and feel safe while playing footy or playing any sport.
Brock, congratulations, mate, for doing that. Jason Richardson here. You're doing a fantastic thing, and you're actually putting your body on the line. Just give us the mental picture of how you are building up towards this game. You're playing.
Yeah, I'm playing, but I don't know how much damage I'll do. I'm on my way down to Inverloch now to play for Tarwin tomorrow for my sister's brother-in-law's team, and then I've got a backup on Sunday. So the coach from Yarra Glen rang me on Wednesday and said, "What can we expect from you, mate?" And I said, "Just put me in the forward pocket and leave me there. Don't make me do any running. Just tell him to kick it on my head, and I'll try and do any better."
Oh, that's so disappointing. Eliminating your major weapon, that blistering speed.
Oh, mate, he was absolutely shattered. I was expecting to see some sparks shoot out of my boots on the ground.
Sister's brother-in-law. Hang on, half. Can you explain that one to me?
Sister's brother-in-law.
Sister and brother-in-law. So my sister...
Sister's husband's brother. That'll work.
Sister's.
Yeah. Sister's partner's brother.
Yeah.
Sister's partner.
There you go. That works.
Yeah.
So no relation to you.
Not rocket science, boys.
Yeah. Hey, mate.
I'm dealing with runners here, Brock. Sprinters.
Not discriminate.
We've all got to ask a serious question here.
Oh, okay. Sorry. My mistake. Sorry. Go on.
Well, I want to know, is homophobia much of a problem amongst AFL crowds? I mean, we've stamped out pretty much racism and religious unification.
I think that homophobia is exactly the same as racism. It just takes on a different form. But what the difference is, there's no actual visual victim. You don't see, someone uses a homophobic slang or slur. And there's actually, because there isn't an out-and-out gay player, no one actually sees a victim. But there might be a gay 14-year-old in the crowd who's hiding his sexuality and hears a slur like that. And he thinks, well, if someone's being called that, why should I come out be proud of who I am when people are discriminating against us? Forces that kid to hide his sexuality, which puts pressure on their mental state.
What about amongst the players? I mean, a few years ago, Stephen Milne got fined for saying something to Harry O when he was called Harry O. And he got fined for that. He said something homophobic. But there was a lot of reaction from people saying this is going too far. I'm wondering, amongst the players, are they a little bit more enlightened now, or do you still hear
I think you're always going to hear it. We've grown up in a society and culture where you learn those homophobic slangs from early on in the schoolyard. And as a kid, you probably don't realise what you're saying or why you're saying it. You just pick up on it because you hear older kids saying it, or it's just you see it on social media and stuff like that. So when people say, or toughen up or whatever like that, it's basically using a racist slur. But as I just said before, there's no visual victim. So you don't actually see someone affected by it. It's all sort of, hidden, really.
So why are you so passionate about this?
Well, I've got a couple of good mates who are mine who are gay. And, so I've always been a big believer in everyone deserves the right to be treated equally, regardless of race or, whether you're male or female or your sexual orientation. And then about 5 or 6 years ago, my sister came out. So just seeing, just being at bars or, being out for dinner with her and her girlfriend and, you'd see the way some people would look at them or the way some people would talk to them in a bar, and you just realised that there was a massive problem, with a homophobic culture in Australia, and that something needed to be done about it.
Are you interested and supportive of, there seems to be, I don't want to say witch hunt, but there seems to be a huge desire from people outside of AFL footy to have some player in the AFL fraternity come out and declare that they're gay. I mean, it means it has no interest for me, but there does seem to be a desire for someone to come out.
Yeah, some people seem to be of that thought process, but myself and the people that I work with, that's couldn't be further from the truth. We're more about trying to create a safe environment and create a safe enough culture where if someone was thinking about coming out, or if there was an AFL player out there hiding his sexuality, that he would feel safe enough to be able to open up, tell everyone who he truly is, and not have to worry about consequence or being treated differently or being discriminated against. So that's the real sort of issue and what we're working towards.
That's going to be pretty powerful, because once someone does come out, I think then the issue really, comes to the fore. And I think
I agree, but now as a society we've moved so far on, who cares?
We have, but the fact that there's to this date not a single player out of the
about 800
every year, and there's not a single one who has said, that I think that's, people look at that and say that there's obviously still an issue because the player would feel comfortable and would come out.
I think the thing that sort of worked in favour for maybe someone coming out was the example of Michael Sam, the NFL, coming out last year, and just how well received he was. And, the critics that were, putting their voice out there saying, oh, it'll never work and he should have hidden his sexuality, they all wanted to remain anonymous in the paper. So that was people like that who want to stand up and say, we don't want anyone gay playing in the NFL. Well, if you truly think that, if you're going to say that, be a man or have the courage enough to put your name to it. Don't be a you know, a faceless person who just says, oh, I want to remain anonymous and not worry about consequence after that.
Well, like rugby league, they had, what, a decade ago, somebody. I mean, cricket, just about every major sporting code, yeah, there's been somebody who's been the first. And I just think it's very odd that AFL, we're still not there.
You look back on anything that's been, you know, sort of monumental in history, you know, black and whites mixing for the first time and females getting the right to vote. And you look back 40 or 50 years' time and think, how stupid were we and how slow were we? And I think this is an issue that we'll look back on in maybe, you know, 10, 20, 30 years' time and think, what were we thinking? Why did it take us so long to change the process and how we looked at things?
Well said, Brock.
You're doing a great thing,
Pride
mate.
Cup celebrates diversity and inclusion in sport for those that identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and intersex. The game will be played on Sunday at Yarra Glen Recreation Reserve at 2:10. Go and see Brock, pull the boots on a day after he's already pulled them on, and see how he freshens up.
See me hobble around. See me have a few cans after the game. That's where I do my best work, boys.
It's going to be a great afternoon and a wonderful cause as well. The Pride Cup. Jeff Kennett will be there, the chairman of Beyond Blue, as part of the pre-match as well. Good on you, mate. Appreciate your support this afternoon, and we give you all our support for what you're doing this weekend.
Cheers. Thanks for having me, guys.
Brock McLean with us on Casual Friday. Welcome back to Casual Friday. Rich Arnrito with us until 2. Just some footy news coming through the wires.
What do we got? Beep, 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 beep,
beep. Ben McAvoy has been withdrawn from the Hawks team for the game against the Demons.
Oh, that's huge.
David Hale has come in, despite not being named as an emergency. So it's big.
It's massive.
It's informative.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's great stuff.
At no stage did I say it was massive news.
Why don't you going to do that sound? You build up expectations and we get excited.
That's sort of worthy. Kevin Peterson is now the English captain. No, anything below that, it's not worth a
Anyway, McAvoy out, Hale in. He wasn't named, so he's going to be there. More team changes through the afternoon. We'll focus on them with Nathan Thompson, the Friday footy preview.
Yeah, why don't you talk about it then? Don't take up our time talking about it.
Got some more news for you.
What do you got?
It's already been told, but just want to get your reaction to it. Chris Gayle playing for the mighty Melbourne Renegades. Happy with that?
Wow. Yeah, you know what? You don't like sport, do you?
No, I love it.
You don't like any sport.
Cricket's a summer
racing,
game.
Where you get a new Channel 7 contract or something.
Or I get a new dress, yeah.
Unless it's a Logie sport.
Logie, I don't know what that means.
Not even invited to the Logies, but you want to make it a sport.
That was a done deal from a long way out, wasn't it, Chris Gayle? It's now confirmed.
But guys, come on.
It's not time of the year to be talking cricket. I mean, that's why you got the reaction. It's always
time of the year to be talking cricket.
Love me some cricket.
Oh, couldn't get enough. So I've been right into it.
Are you looking forward to the start of the IPL?
Oh, yeah. I love the auctions.
Do you?
I like to, you know, have a guess.
Have to wait for the next year.
So you're concerned that we're already nearly finished this season?
No, I'm talking about the auction. Next auction that's coming up. Fantastic.
Right. You had no idea it was on, did you?
No. Why would I? What the hell would I?
You don't like sport, you two, do you? You're not really into sport.
I like tennis.
Well, I had to there because you were
like
dismissive.
Life-saving.
Dismissive. Big boy McAvoy's out.
So can't talk cricket, can't talk footy. What can I talk about?
You can talk proper footy, mate.
What can I talk about,
talk
mate?
Good footy.
Oh, race four, number six.
Don't talk about
McAvoy. You haven't even mentioned the A-League final, have you? Yeah. Why do you hate soccer so much?
Why do you hate it?
Because you're racist? Hours I have given the A-League this week.
I got a text from Andrew Holmes, media manager, saying, why won't Huff talk about it?
That's ridiculous.
That's what he did.
Show me the text.
Show me the text. I deleted it just to clean up my inbox.
It'll be there.
I cleaned up the box.
It'll be there.
Everyone loves a clean box.
You are a disgrace. You're a lying hound. And that's why Channel 7 won't deal with you.
Clean box, mate. That's all
I want. This is why Bruce won't have you on the team.
Swipe. Clean it up.
You know Bruce is a big listener to the program.
Swipe. Are you Tindering?